have wanted one of these since 1992. And I'm so happy to have it. Even though it means I'll need to hold my tummy in. And I can't dance around up here. Well, I can, but I probably won't. I love it. Thank you all. We've been talking this month about grace. And it's not an easy thing for us to define, because it's like defining the ocean that we swim in as fish. And so what we have to begin to understand is that grace is a perpetual part of God's love to us in the universe. There is no separation there. It's the unfailing, generous kindness of the universe. There's a quote from somebody that says that grace meets us where we are, but doesn't leave us where it found us. Okay? I love that, because that implies that no matter what happens to us in our lives, no matter what's happening, the fact that grace is doesn't mean that we'll be spared any sadness or anything else in life that we don't particularly like. It just means that we have grace available to us to work through it, to be able to bear what seems unbearable, to be able to muddle our way through seemingly unsolvable puzzles in our lives. That's what grace does. Now, we can do it a different way. We can struggle and struggle and struggle. And we can stay up here in our heads trying to figure out all of life for all of our lives. We can let ourselves be broken by life. Or we can open ourselves up to receive the gift of grace that already is. And that means, we talked about this a little over the last couple of weeks, it means surrendering that which we cling to that no longer serves us. And surrender doesn't mean giving up as much as it is just letting it be. Oh, I see that the way I usually try to handle this situation is like this. I'm just going to let that be and see what else is available to me. Do you know that that's the way the Tao operates? The main tenet of the Tao is to see life as an observer as it is. When the Buddha came to China with the philosophy that life is suffering, and we work our way through that suffering until we no longer suffer, the Taoists were okay with that because they said, yeah, okay, suffering is. And we let it be. We observe life as it is. So yesterday, I was trying to start moving my mind in the direction of what I wanted to say. I already had a little bit of an idea, but I was distracted by both my boys going back to college yesterday. It's their senior year. You'd think I'd be okay with it by now. Go. But it's always difficult, and those of you that were here last Sunday know that they were here last Sunday. They wanted to come to Mom's church. Yeah. That's so touching to me. But we're also saying goodbye to our 14-year-old beloved Yorkie, who's in the last days of his life, like in the next maybe 48 hours. So I'm heartbroken. And it was heartbreaking watching my children say goodbye to the pet that they've had since they were 5 or 6 years old. And so yesterday was difficult. And I was reading about grace and trying to decide what I would say today, and I thought, I could just let grace work on me instead of me working on this talk. So I'm not sure what you're going to get today. Just warning you. I do know this. I do know that if grace is available to us all the time, that which is and doesn't care about even exchange. Oh, if I do this in my life, then I'll get this in my life and nothing more. Or if I don't do this in my life, I'll never get this. Grace does away with all of that. And I know that you have probably experienced moments of grace, maybe didn't know that that's what it was. But it's that perfect person that comes to you when you're in distress that offers you just the right words. That's grace. It's the moment when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and you take another direction in your life so that you can start being well and better and energized. That's grace. Waking up in the morning and deciding instead of letting your racing thoughts rule your day, it might be deciding to listen to birds. It might be putting yourself someplace where your mind and heart can be at peace. It might be going about your busy day, observing your busy day, rather than being so caught up in it that you're in a knot by the end of the day. So are you identifying with any of this? Okay, good. Because that's the kind of grace that we're talking about. Now, I promised you something, and I have a little handout that I would like you to take home with you today. So some of our friends here in the church have this little handout for you, and I'll explain to you. Oh, Judy. Thank you for being a volunteer today, Judy. That's what I was saying, oh, Judy, for. Oh, Judy, there you are. So I'll wait till you all get this. I don't have any colored pencils for you to color or, but feel free to take notes if it helps you. Oh, got one right here, or two, or three. Here comes Carol Moody to the rescue. Okay, I don't want you to look at anything but the first page. Y'all are so good. Everybody just slammed it shut. I feel so powerful. I'm going to go through this page at a time. This was the first week, the gift of grace for us to start looking. So you, it gives you a definition, and the page numbers are part of the material that I've been using. So sorry you don't have anything to reference back, but the gift of grace that you desire and the date that you realize you'd like this gift of grace, and then you can record the date it's received. So just keep that with you. Now you may turn the page. Okay, last week we did the Christ prayer. And I want to explain something to you about the word Christ. Some of you have been around New Thought for a long time, and some of you are fairly new to New Thought and Unity. And I want to explain to you the way we look at this. Because Christ is not the last name of Jesus. And it is not something that, when I hear other preachers in the pulpit not to be judging, but when they say, Christ told us, Jesus told us, Jesus told us things. Jesus realizing his divine humanity is Jesus Christ. Jesus becoming the fullness of that human that divine spirit in a human body, that's Christ Jesus. So just a small distinction makes a difference. But Christ is that image and likeness of God that is in each one of us. That is the Christ. That is the thing that is sacramental, ordained, born in you. That's the Christ spirit. So this Christ prayer is not about Jesus. It's about the spirit of the living God in you. That's what this context is for you. So this is the prayer that we did last week in meditation. And I would just suggest to you that you take some time during the day and get yourself quiet and just read this. Read it out loud if you'd like. There's something powerful about the vibration of you reading it out loud. I'd suggest not in your cubicle at work, but someplace where you have the time and the attention to be able to read these words, to be able to become more receptive to the gift of grace, to become more forgiving, more open, more willing. And isn't it great? John read to us today from the Daily Word about forgiveness. It's kind of a big deal. It's kind of the big deal. So forgiveness, if you're desiring some healing in your life, that might mean a cure, or it might mean a better way to live with what it is that ails you. Now, there is nothing that can stop you from increasing that vibrational energy in you to speed up the healing of what is going on. And a lot of times healing doesn't have to do with what's going on in the great organism that we inhabit. It's here. A lot of times that's where the healing is. And I have talked to a couple of you who know exactly what I'm talking about. Just in the last few weeks have heard things about their health and gone through the shock, the grief, the anger, the fear, and then went, oh, but I can go through this with grace. I've heard from you. I know you're capable. So the third prayer, I'm going to explain it to you a little bit before we actually do it, because it's a big deal. It's I said that twice today. I'm going to quit saying that. I'd like to share with you first. Today's lesson is entitled Grace and the Will of God. And this grace prayer helps us get to the will of God. But you see, we've misinterpreted some of the scripture about the will of God, because the great lesson from Jesus that we got about the will of God always comes back to us in the words that he said before his crucifixion. When he said, take this cup away from me, but not my will, but thine be done. Now, we've now interpreted that down the years to imply that there's two different wills, God's will and our will. And that if we do God's will, we might have to do something we don't want to do. Because you know God wants us to not like stuff. So just think about how silly we are. Oh, if I pray for God's will, I might have to be different. Well, you might. You might have to give up your big darn attitude. You might have to give up. You might have to give up things that you do in your life that don't serve you. You might have to give up a relationship that's toxic. You might, but you see, this is not because God is saying you must do this thing, but because you're beginning to discover that your will is God's will. They are the same thing. God's will lives in you. Where do you think your deepest desires come from? Well, thank you. Everything that is our heart's desire begins with a divine idea. How did that get there? Through the will of God. So we're gonna get through this in the meditation in a moment to get real clear about how our will and God's will are one thing. Grace transcends all toiling effort, all condemnation and self-condemnation, does not know wrong, nor resistance to wrong, nor punishment for wrong, but shines steadily on. The glory of God's love manifest eases all our struggle, stills all strife in our life, comforts all our sorrow, wipes away all our tears, knows nothing of such things, and erases them from our mind and heart when we are receptive to its distilled loveliness. Wow. I wish I'd said that. The more we align our personal choices with divine principle, with love and faith and trust, the less suffering we will encounter. Love and faith and trust are all God energies that are aligned with the nature of us. We were built for this. You know, when Courtney talked for a few minutes ago about the children, it's not to pour information into the children. It's to draw forth that which is innate in them already. And if you did not grow up as a unity person, don't you wish you would have? Could have saved us a whole lot of stuff. So we are awakening ourselves every day, and it doesn't matter how long you've been in a spiritual practice. We're awakening ourselves every day to more of God in us. Isn't that lovely? Isn't it lovely to know that you're never going to run out of God? You are a map. You are a landscape of God expression. There are areas of that map you haven't explored yet. There are places that you've visited that you love to go back to. We are all of that. We're magnificent. Can you just, for a second, can you just say, I'm magnificent? Here's what I heard. I'm magnificent. Or maybe, I'm magnificent. Can you just say, I am magnificent together?
I am magnificent.
Thank you so much. You just raised the vibrational energy of this room and you raised it in yourself. You know, there are those studies, those neuroscience studies, that try to explain spiritual phenomenon by studying the brain. Oh, this is what happens when a monk is meditating. This is what color under the heat tomography that they do, whatever that magic science is, they do that and they can tell when the brain activity is very intense. When people are dying and have the experience of that tunnel of light. So one school of science would say, well, that's not really a spiritual experience. That's just the phenomenon of the brain doing something that makes you feel that way. And there's a whole other part of science that says maybe human beings are wired for this. And I believe that most of the people in this room would agree with that. We're wired to be fulfilled and receptive and outgiving of God's goodness. So, I'm not going to go a whole lot into the idea of crucifixion. You know what it feels like already, don't you? It's usually an opportunity for us to do something different. So you'll notice that some of these words in the grace prayer are right from the crucifixion scripture. But wouldn't it be nice for us to be able to reframe that into something else? For thee I thirst. Every desire, as I said, comes from the mind of God through us. We misinterpret them sometimes. Oh, like lust. Our deepest desire, lust is, you know, great. Well, I mean, or we wouldn't be here. I mean, but the deepest desire is for love. And our physical connection is one of the manifestations of love. But we have many, many ways to love. And so for thee I thirst. Everything that you long for in your heart is of God. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Does God make us commit our spirit? We're already committed as far as God is concerned. It's us that has to commit ourselves. We are the ones who must say, yes, I surrender. Yes, I give this up. My soul, my body, my life. This problem, all unforgiven states. And I can tell you that if you have a problem with giving things up, or it's just too much trouble to make that list of what you want to surrender, I'm going to suggest something to you. You may have to help me, Jeff. I'd suggest this right here. Because already you have put your body into a state of humility, into a state of giving up. You're in a vulnerable position, especially if your knees hurt. So don't do this if you're not capable of getting yourself back up. There are other ways to do it. You can do this in your bed. Be in your bed and just lean over. Give yourself. But this is a way for us to get down to the real nitty-gritty. There's a song about that. If this is how we get there. So, yeah. Thank you. I could have done it. It just wouldn't have been real pretty. Next part, thy will is my will. Thy will be done through me. Heal me at depth. Reveal that which needs to be revealed. Heal that which needs to be healed. So I can glorify you, God, and live in the fullness of grace. It is finished. Isn't that at the end of all of our prayers? And so it is, and we release it to the universe. Now, I could tell you, I started praying the grace prayer when I was in ministerial school. And I've got to tell you that unless you're ready for your life to get remarkably better, do not pray this prayer. If you're not ready for there to be a little bit of disruption on your way to this or something better, don't pray this prayer. Because I can tell you that it is powerful and that it works. I will vouch for this prayer. So much more to say to you, but I think, why don't we pray? You don't need to be looking at this prayer. I want you to hear the words from my voice into your ears so that you can just focus. And let this be very, very personal to you. For thee I thirst. Spirit, I want you to fill every part of me and be as much a part of my waking and my sleeping, my movements and my stillness, as much as I can bear. I thirst for you. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. I give myself over to that which created me, sustains me. My mind, my body, my spirit, my life, the problems I have in my life right now, anybody or anything that I have not forgiven or has not forgiven me, all of those things, I surrender them. I give them up to you because of my own. I cannot do all this. Not with my human ego mind. Thy will is my will. They are one. God's will expresses uniquely through me. Thy will be done through me. As I walk in grace, as I walk in beauty, as I walk with love overflowing. Heal me at depth. Heal me at depth. Take it in. Only pray it if you mean it. Reveal that which needs to be revealed. or surely we will be looking for it. Heal that which needs to be healed lovingly and gently. And for all these things, it is so that I can glorify God, that I am a walking, living, breathing demonstration of the divinity of the universe. Through all this, that I might live in the fullness of grace. That which I understand in this moment and that which is yet to be revealed to me, so that I might live in the fullness of grace. Let your hands fall open in that way that we pray as receptive people. Just let your hands be open. Fully receiving all that we have prayed today. And then bring them together. As we say, it is finished. It is finished. And so it is.